MLA too, you know, I mean.
Okay, it's 8:48. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors.
please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's a pretty good light.
I thought you guys were both going down there for a minute.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is a general agenda. Approve minutes, a meeting held December 13th. Approve all claims through December 28th in the amount of $330,332.39. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve designating a 1999 Chrysler Concord four-door with 128,000 miles as surplus. Bids to be opened January 11th. Approved permit 894 for utility permit for Bruce Dobendick to place buried power and water line under Township Road, Southeast 30, Hanover Township. Approved permit 895 for the Norris Public Power District to place buried power line under County Road Section 30, Rockford Township.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
Where's the car from, or the Chrysler? That's from you.
The one that Beth get her head.
Good.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Wim, you're up on reports for the one-year walkthrough of the courthouse renovation project.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I know it seems like it's been longer, but it's been 12 months since I signed the certificate of substantial completion on the courthouse renovation. Actually, it'll be December 31st at midnight is when it officially went into effect. But anyway, that brought to mind that we have a one-year warranty with contractors, and so we all met down here. It's been a week and a half ago now to walk through the building with Dave and determine if there's anything that needs attention before the warranty runs out. And so I'm going to pass around my observation report here quick of that walk through.
Thanks, man.
You bet.
Thank you.
Iron made back from NATO.
You bet. Yep. Thank you.
So we started on the first floor. There are a couple of hairline cracks which are from just new drywall going up in the ceiling in the corridor down there just to the east of the elevator. And so we identified those as needing repair. There's one on the north side and one on the south side of the corridor at that first bulkhead. The drywaller will come down. They're working with, they're going to be, if they haven't already, working with Dave on scheduling a time to come down and make those repairs and touch up the paint. In Register of Deeds office, apparently there's a persistent drip out of a 90 degree elbow in the fire sprinkler system. It doesn't happen. It's caused maybe a quarter size stain in the ceiling tile, and Dave's been chasing it to make sure, see if it ever did stop and if it's going to stop. It seems like it just keeps. What do you think, Dave? A drip every couple minutes, maybe? And so it's not significant, but it's there. And so the fire sprinklers company will come down, drain the entire system, and make a repair to that elbow. That's the only way it can be handled. In a way, that's kind of good. We flushed that system a couple times before we called it quits. But that water's been sitting in there for a year. So if they popped, it'd be all rusty and stuff. It's going to be anyway. But, it'd be nice to flush all that out and repair that and then get it charged back up and tested again. So they'll be working with Dave to come down and make that repair. That is probably the most time-consuming, disruptive to the courthouse as far as function goes, other than the little bit of drywall work. Drywall work's always messy because they'll be sanding and that kind of stuff. But luckily that drywall work is just in that one place in the lower level corridor, so they should be able to keep the dust down to a minimum there. Excuse me. In the little hallway between the district court and the secure corridor, there is a light fixture in that court, in that little hallway, that was not working. The electricians have already been down, looked at that, replaced the ballast in it, and it is operational?
Correct.
So that work has been already taken care of. In Judge Corzlan's office, we put some soffits around that office because we had fire sprinkler lines and some power lines and things like that running along his ceiling in there. And when we did that, we boxed around the whole top of his office. In a couple of those areas where we built those soffits, they've developed, again, some dry-out cracks in the drywall. And so while the drywallers are down here, they'll be taking care of his office as well. That basically is all of the problems that were identified and are in the works to get repaired here, which, after what this building's been through and all of us, seems remarkable. It's really a testament to how good the work was done and all of that. There is still one thing I didn't include in here, only because it's been ongoing since we started this project. There is still some concern about why the heat pump units, especially on the south side of the building, are not performing the way people want them to. And Cheevers is in contact with Vision Mechanical and the manufacturers to stay after them about what to do, what can be done. The last option that we have to do anything with those is to try, at least in one office, remote thermostats. In other words, through RF, they would talk, the units would talk to a unit that's on the wall further away from instead of right on.
Why isn't that documented in the walkthrough then?
Basically because it's been an ongoing since day one. It seems like it's been an ongoing thing that we've been chasing. If you'd like, Rex, I can make a memo of that and send it down to Don so it's in your file.
You got a memo right now. I think that'll work for you, won't it, Roger?
Documented. That's all you need.
But that's the only reason I didn't include it in there, because it's not something that we have. It's been something that we've been after, and Cheevers is not going to let.
That is the complaint I am hearing. Why hasn't it been corrected? You know, so the other is superficial. Everything else is superficial. That is not.
Right. That's comfort level.
Yes.
And operation of the offices. So we're going to stay after that. Like I said, Cheevers has contacted both entities, the installer and the manufacturer, to try to figure out. And I, like I said, my suggestion was, and it has been for a while, but it's been hard to sell to the manufacturer more than anybody. But what I think we need to try, and I'm not saying it's going to fix it, but I think we need to try, only because we haven't, is put a thermostat on the wall away from those units and have it talk to those units, RF.
Well, why don't you make a memo on that, Wim, and let's set on the agenda for, let's give us 30 days and put it on the agenda for Wim to come back with a report on that so we follow up on it, okay?
Yep, absolutely. But again, like I said, after everything we've all been through in the building, it's just absolutely remarkable that we're talking about, you know, a handful of items here that are needing fixed. Gary?
On the fire sprinkler issue, when they get done, I'm assuming there's a pressure test that they will do on that tank. And then as far as the stain on the ceiling, they're going to take care of that also.
Right. Well, yeah, there's – Dave, do you have a surplus of ceiling tiles left over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll take one ceiling tile.
Okay.
Yeah.
No big deal then.
Luckily, they're these 2x2s, so we'll pop – you know, Dave will pop one out. And if they damage any in the process of that work or anything, then we'll identify that. And if there's an extra cost, I mean, we don't use up Dave's extra things because there's been a repair done to another system. If Dave needs another box of those, then we'll make sure fire sprinkler guys take care of that. So
I was just a little concerned on the wind speed at 7:30. I thought it was 4.5, and you have it at 3.5.
I'll check that.
Okay,
please. Make sure it's accurate.
Question about the roof, Scott Enterprises. That's been an ongoing issue. I don't know if we can just have that discussion. I know it's independent of you all, but there was some retainage that was held back over a year ago. Prior to putting the budget together, we had discussed ad nauseum and contacted them multiple times with no response, asking them to submit their final bill, complete the final work, so we could reach some level of compromise. And just the other day, we got a bill that they submitted for the entire amount. And I guess I can't say for 100% certainty that the work is done. Well, the other thing that concerns me is that was supposed to be last budget year, so we don't have that in the budget year. And we told them, you need to submit this claim. And they sat on it. And mm-hmm. I don't know too many people that can sit on $30,000-$40,000, but apparently they felt they could, and now they want their cash. So maybe could we just have that discussion a little bit and where we are on that.
Well, I think Roger was going to do some checking on that.
Well, and Rick, because Rick was familiar with the construction project, so he's working, I think he's working with Wim very closely, because I don't know if you got the other county resolved, or not you, but the...
Over at Cass County?
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's tough, like Matt says. I mean, you present a position and get no response, and it's just like out of the blue, here's a response. We want it paid. So what I'm going to suggest is probably within probably the next meeting, we're going to try at least to give you a presentation as far as here's what we're suggesting as a position.
Okay.
And it might be the last one in January rather than the next one.
And I've supplied Rick when these projects were winding down and it was all still fresh in my mind. I went through and supplied Rick with everything and documented when we had discussions, when we had meetings, what was promised, what was agreed upon, the dates, the times, what those, all of that was. And because I knew there was going to come a day that, and it was going to be far enough along that none of us were going to remember exactly what happened. It is surprising, Matt, that these guys walked away from this, so to speak. As far to address your question about is it done, yes, the roof was completed. What seemed to be the hang up at the end was the site work, and we never could get them to commit to what we felt was their responsibility in returning the site back to where it was. We had a verbal agreement with them at one point in which within a matter of 12 hours they reneged on and presented their what they thought was fair to them, and it wasn't fair to you as a client, and we responded to that and told them that that wasn't acceptable, and instructed them again that whatever my final
punch list and requirements were for them to get paid were what we were going to stick with. And they never responded to that. It's not surprising that they out of the blue would send a bill, and I'm glad that we caught that as it went through the system. Their final pay request came into our office and was rejected the first time it came through because the math wasn't right. They were charging things that they shouldn't have been charging. I went through three generations of pay requests with Scott Enterprises, and they never did get it right. They just kept fumbling the numbers around, and it all worked out the same. And when I issued the certificate of substantial completion for the roof project, they never signed it, which means that the project legally is still open. There has been, you know, the one-year warranty that we're talking about with Cheevers now that was never put into effect. Basically, the contract is still open. And so anything that goes on with the roof, they're still liable for. I would have to talk to counsel and find out if we do get a substantial completion, if that one-year warranty then takes effect and you get another year off of this, which would be fine. But I have, and I've talked to Dave about your roof as well over time here, and I have full confidence in your roof. It was done. The people that were here doing it were not the people in the office that are generating these issues. And the roof that you guys got is a quality roof that will last you far longer than any of us are going to be here. It's going to take, you know, a significant weather event or something like that to do anything to your roof. So I would feel comfortable with what you have as an end product. But again, what we got squabbling about at the end, and it wasn't a squabble on the county's part or on the architect's part, it was on their part that they just did not want to. They did not see any liability or reason for them to do any of the yard work. Now, how did we rectify that and finish the project? Well, we withheld money out of their contract to pay for what we felt they were responsible for in the yard and the sprinkler system and the electrical underground work and all that kind of stuff. They were supposed to clean out all of the downspouts as they went around the building and put the roof on. Obviously, it generates waste that gets clogged up in the downspouts. Cheever Construction finally did all of that work and cleaned it out in combination, actually, with Van Lanningham when he was here early or late in the fall and doing the Christmas light stuff. He went around at the same time and checked all of those downspouts, cleaned them out. Those people were paid by the county for that work, which was work that the roofer should have been doing. And so our position's always been that that money then comes out of their contract, because now what we have to do, I think, at the end here is to determine exactly what they're owed, because I do believe that there is something that they are still owed, but it's not what they're asking for. And so that determination still needs to be made as to what actually they are owed and how much they're wanting to come get it. But until they, you know, as long as they're sending just an invoice, and, you know, to send the pay request down here is completely out of protocol. It needs to go to our office for review before it even comes down here. So, you know, once again, they're end running this thing trying to make it go away, and it's not working because we're all still breathing oxygen. I'm not sure what they're breathing in their office.
So. Thanks, Wim.
Yep. Well, I got a quick comment on that. We're going to have you come back in 30 days or in two. If you know, Roger said maybe by then they could have, if we could visit about it at that same time again.
Well, I think by that time we'll have a figure that that we would suggest to the board to authorize us to say, here's your money. That's it. This is the final payment. I mean, it's. We all go through it once in a while when we have a disagreement with somebody who's provided a service or whatever, and you know, the idea is sit down and like you said, we have some figures that we've paid, whether it's Van Lanningham or Cheevers has stepped up to the plate. We need to deduct those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a matter of sitting down, and you'd think math would be fairly easy, but
Yeah, and as Roger said, Rick's kind of been spearheading that because he was here through the whole thing, and so he's more familiar, I suppose, with all of the workings of it. And Rick knows that that I'm willing to help in any way I can in order to put something together that is good for you guys. You know, it's not that we're trying to not pay them. It's just.
We want it fair. We want it fair for both parties.
Exactly, exactly. And since there was costs involved that came out of the county's pocket and paid other people to do work that they were responsible for, then, you know, they had every opportunity. And I think all of us, most of us, know they had every opportunity to make this right and walk away from it and it all work out. But you know, we've heard about selective hearing, and these guys have selective email, selective phone calls, selective everything. So it seems to come out of their office more than it goes in.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Nice to see you all again.
Need a motion to go into closed session for the FOP, NEOC. It also says personnel matters. That's stricken from this. So it's FOP, NEOC. Matt?
I'd move the board go into closed session to discuss collective bargaining with the FOP and the NEOC charge for the protection of the public interest.
Discussion. Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. To approve, the board will now go into closed session to discuss collective bargaining with the FOP and the NEOC charge for the protection of the public interest.
Take half him into the talk. We're okay now.
Whenever you're ready. Okay, do we have a motion to come out of executive session?
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Sure. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion to approve or disapprove final contract offer to the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 45B, resolution number 11-42.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Jerry, do you want to preface it or do you?
Yes, I want to.
Good morning. Just wanted to let the county board know that on December 5th, the county board negotiating team met with the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 45B and presented a final offer from the team. And what we asked from the FOP was to get back to us whether that proposal that we had presented to him as a final offer was going to be accepted or not, and they asked for more time on December 12th. We had originally asked for response by December 16th. They asked for more time till December 21st, and that was agreed to. On December 22nd, received an email from the county's or the FOP's head negotiator, Gary Young, stating FOP 45B rejected the county's LBO, which is last best offer. And you have in front of you the county's final offer that was made to the FOP and sent to them. And the new statute in the Commission Industrial Relations requires that any final offer made by a county be approved by the governing body. And so we're presenting this, the team is presenting this to you for your approval today, and then we can take up the resolution if this is approved.
Okay. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Jerry does have handouts for
right,
the media.
I wondered if we had enough copies to go around.
And if not, we will get them of the... And if you need clarification on it, ask Jerry. That way he can. What do you need?
Contract?
No, I didn't have one.
what you have in front of you is now a summary of the final offer as communicated to the FOP. Also, that there's a three-page summary of the contract changes, which was given to them when we presented to them our final offer. And then there's also a table that I prepared for your review to show you what the final offer was from the county and what the FOP had requested and what the CIR had ordered, to give you a summary of that. Many of the proposals that was made by the FOP was accepted by the county, as indicated on the first page, including wages, health insurance, vacation, pay step plan. And the second page indicates what proposals had been approved by the FOP that had been presented by the county. And there are some proposals that had not been accepted, or we would have had a contract to present to you for approval today. So that gives you a summary of what was approved. As a result of the county board approving the final offer, we have prepared a resolution for the county board, which you have in front of you, I believe, which would allow you to implement this final offer effective July 1 of 2011. And it's a result of the county's final offer being rejected by the FOP. The final offer that would be implemented would be exactly what has been proposed to the FOP. And as of this morning, nothing has been filed in the Commission of Industrial Relations seeking a wage and benefit determination, which allows you to now proceed with implementing the final offer. So I would recommend approval of this resolution that's been presented to you and for approval.
Yeah, we did add the resolution number 2 when we approved the contract, right. 11-42. So do you need another vote on it?
That was, I think, the last...
We approved the contract offer under resolution 1142.
Okay. I would ask that you approve the actual resolution that you have in front of you.
Need a motion?
To implement.
To implement the final offer.
Okay. I would so move.
Moved by Byers. Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. 5-minute privilege break, and then we'll start in on the next. Without Fleece here. Fleece was always the one that... We'll reconvene the Gage County Board of Supervisors, attendance of observation, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Approve or disapprove response to the third amended NEOC discrimination charge in Marlon Cleaver versus Gage County. We need a motion to approve.
I'll give you a little background.
Motion button. We're going to have it on the floor first, all right? Motion to approve by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Jerry, background.
Oh, background. Mr. Cleaver filed a discrimination charge against the county earlier last year. He has amended it not only once, twice, but now three times. The last one that he amended was back in the latter part of October, where he claimed that he was forced to resign because of alleged discrimination by the county. And we were asked to respond to that charge. We were asked for certain specific information, and this is the response that we were in preparation of their request for information. As you recall, Mr. Cleaver was suspended with pay on August 1st of 2011, and they asked that specific question, and we've attached to the document the actual suspension with pay, which indicated the reasons why the county board had suspended him. At that time, we did not identify any individuals who had brought forward those complaints to protect them from any retaliation, since Mr. Cleaver still was employed in the office, even though he was suspended. And we are now asked to provide information as to the reason for his suspension and the investigation. As you recall, Pam Bourne was retained by the county to investigate the claims made against Mr. Cleaver. And before that investigation could be completed and the report prepared, Mr. Cleaver resigned on August 31st, and they asked that he resign, and he did. They also asked that any other employees been suspended, and we have provided in the response that that needed to go to the NEOC that Emily Rosenthal had also been suspended based on employee complaints about her, and she was also subject to that same investigation by Pam Bourne. They asked for any documents related to the suspension and the investigation, and we've attached the Bourne report, which is very critical of both Mr. Cleaver and Ms. Rosenthal. And they also asked for a copy of his resignation. And as I said before, he resigned before the report could ever been made to the county board. The report would not have been, obviously, disclosed to anyone outside the board itself if Mr. Cleaver had not filed a discrimination charge and had now brought it to the NEOC, and now we are being asked to provide information. The report has not had any names redacted. It includes the names of the folks that were interviewed, which Pam Bourne interviewed 20 current and former employees, one non-current former employee, and also interviewed Ms. Rosenthal and Mr. Cleaver, total of 23 interviews, and the report is attached as requested by the NEOC, including both, including Mr. Cleaver's resignation before the report could even be made, of it was even made available to the county board. And I'd ask that the board approve this response, which needs to be submitted to the NEOC. Are there any questions? Obviously, the intent was not to disclose individuals' names, but the NEOC has requested this information, as the county has to do this and the board has to do this in open session, it then becomes a public record. So it's now going to be available to the public to read and find out about the investigation and why these two employees were suspended, particularly Mr. Cleaver.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
Can I get you to sign this?
Yes, you can. Get the cheddar cheese off my fingers. Okay.
You'll see me sign my name.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we do have copies for the press, right?
I believe so.
Completed packet? Okay. Okay. Approve or disapprove hiring part-time administrative assistant 1 at the Highway Department with the option to become full-time?
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. My question is, do we want to word it part-time or do we want to word it temporary? Roger, what do you think on that?
Well, I think you're clearly you got a situation, in my understanding, that they need help down there.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is going to be a part-time situation, I mean, they're subject to the same probationary situation any part-time would be. Make sure they work out, and if everything is going as planned, as far as the with Galen down there, Nancy, then you'd consider making it a full-time position. So I part-time's fine.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove hiring full-time motor grader operator to fill vacant position at current wage of $14.79 per hour.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove voluntary contribution of 50 or more to Five Rivers Wildlife Weed Management Agency to purchase items not funded through any grant or other financial source.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
I do have $50 or more. Is there a cap on that?
Well, the contribution is for $50.
That was the invoice that was requested.
That was the letter, though. It said $50 or more.
Oh, yeah, so they'll always take more. But, yeah, the invoice.
Yeah, they're always asking for more.
And this, is to be a member of the association so that local folks can apply for grants for noxious weed.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Five Rivers has received a $39,000 grant to use this year for five separate noxious weeds, and one of them was Cereus lespidiza, and a couple people in the county actually did participate in that grant. But that grant's one that's been extended or whatever, and that's what this...
Well, it was just the or yeah. more that yeah. kind of tripped me up on that.
Good thinking.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Committee reports.
Just a question related to economic development. I see the governor is proposing to combine the economic development and Department of Roads or somebody, and I think you guys should discuss that on whether you want to send a letter in support or not in support of that. I personally think that's a mistake in taking economic development and segregating. We don't want more big government. We're trying to consolidate, but you take away the emphasis on economic development, I don't think is good. You've got 500 employees in one department merged with 100 DED, and I'm afraid you're going to get lost. So I just hope you will discuss that and hopefully we'll make a decision to send to the governor or to the legislature. I think it's really important.
I've been reading that, too, and I guess I've had some concerns, too, about that. I think it's Kathy Lang. She's going to be – that's who he's proposing to put in charge of the two combined departments up there. And I guess I really have some concerns, too, that, you know, I don't know what he's trying to save, if he's trying to save a lot of cost or what. But I guess at what time do you put her in too thin a position to be able to manage everything effectively? And, no, we haven't discussed that, or guess her, because we haven't met with the city, or we haven't met as our own committee or whatever, even our own board committee here.
Well, Kathy Lang Morrissey is very competent. She's a very good person, but I just don't think it's a good idea. This isn't a place to save money. Department of Economic Development has developed economic development in our state so we make money for our businesses and for all the people in the state, and I don't think it should be combined with another department.
Okay, any other committee reports? Terry?
Rex, basically, road and bridge met. I mean, quite a few items we discussed, but the main thing, I guess to me right now, is they've been hauling quite a bit of spot rock throughout the county. The roads, I would guess, if you've been on them, I'd say right now are in excellent shape. Very, very lucky with the weather we've had, so hopefully it stays like that.
Okay. Myron.
We haven't, with Smart Solutions, our next meeting will be January 17th, again at Valentino's, and at 6 o'clock. But part of that is, and I believe yet you have this week or part of next week, they have a questionnaire, a survey that I think the Daily Sun was going to put it on their website, and I know Queeby's talked about it too, that the public, they would like as much response from the public, particularly people from anywhere in the county. I know that we're going to put it on the Chamber of Commerce's website and maybe contact a lot of their members, but we would like as much response to that survey as we could, especially from people in the county, so that's going to help make decisions upon what kind of recommendations they're going to make to our committee for economic development in the county based on a lot of what that survey has.
That link's on the county website, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's on the county website, too. And it's a survey that a Smart Solution has put out there through another company that they've hired that takes you probably about 10 minutes maybe to answer it, or you can do it quicker if you don't want to answer all the questions. But I think it'd be good if a lot of people in the county would really answer that survey so we could get as good a response as we could.
Any other committee reports? Anything else for the good of the order of the Board of Supervisors? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:30.